What's up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Dev.
And welcome to What's the Point Podcast,
where we're real friends who have real talk about real life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome back to another episode.
I don't have anything this time. I mean, we went through Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day, so
it's March 15th. Happy payday.
Summer.
Yeah, happy payday if you get paid semi-roughly. Right. When did we graduate? May 20th or May 15th?
May 20th.
Okay, never mind. This ain't a year yet. But yeah, it's almost a year of us being recent graduates from the illustrious Clark Atlanta.
Right. So, yeah, happy graduation. Yeah. Some graduations going on.
Yeah.
And it's just about that time for summer.
My favorite time of the year.
It's almost time for summer. So with that, we'll get into our real friend segment.
Yeah. So for today's real friend segment, we kind of wanted to talk about a time that we had to be held accountable for our actions. Mm-hmm. A time that we were the problem.
A time that we were the problem.
Mm. So, friend, has there ever been a time where you were the problem?
Oh, it was a lot of times. I'm not even trying to, like, act like I haven't been the problem, because I'm okay with being the problem. I'm just trying to think of, like, a reasonable time that I really was
the problem.
The problem. There was a time that I was valid in my cut people off era. I try not to cut people off. I try to have a conversation with them now
okay.
and then move accordingly. But in my time of when I used to just cut people off because they would piss me off, or I was over it.
Yeah.
And just being toxic and immature and not saying it. I will say there was a time that my mom held me accountable.
Okay.
And she was like, it was something I was going to say that was very outlandish, you know? And she was like, I don't think that you should say that. And she held me accountable and saying, like, I think you at least owe that person a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was like, I didn't say anything rude to her. But yeah, in my mind, I was like, fuck that, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But I did. And I'm glad I did, because it kind of set the tone for me in terms of not feeling like when people piss me off, when people do stuff that I can't tell them that what they have done, and then move accordingly that way, versus being immature and just being like, I go off, da 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 da.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing that you held yourself accountable for, because a lot of people play that role of like, nah, I'm not.
You cut that person off and,
and they don't know why.
And, you know, like, granted, maybe they were owed that, but at the same time, like, you just left it there. And
yeah.
Now it is bad energy. Now it is bad blood. Because where can you go from there?
Nowhere.
Exactly. Versus just having a conversation. So, yeah, that was a time. There's been plenty of times. But
yeah,
that was one that I could think of, like, vividly. What about you?
Similar. Like, there's a lot of times where I've been the problem. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a pattern for me with being the problem is probably like, I could be a little inconsistent, a little hot, cold, a little one minute I like you, one minute I don't really like you. And it's really just, I be confused, you know, sometimes I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
So sometimes there was a time where, you know, I was dating somebody and I was a little confused on whether, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And I wasn't as consistent as I could have been with that person. And so I think I was the problem for sure.
Yeah.
But I think in the moment, I didn't think I was the problem. You know, everybody has free will. Mm-hmm. But later on, as I grew and as I, you know, became more mature, I realized, like, it was on me, because I could have voiced my opinions in different ways, you know. But you live, you learn.
Yeah, you live, you learn. Like, you have to learn your patterns.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's a huge one, like a hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, too. Like, I can be a little.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the Gemini in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just because, like, one minute I could be fucking with you, and the next minute I could just be like, it's mainly men that I'm speaking in reference to. It's like, one minute I could be like, yeah, I really like him, And the next one, I'm like,
I
don't think so.
I think that's good that you were able to
recognize that
you could be hot and cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's something I've been working on. Because it mainly goes back to like, what is it called when you can't make up your mind?
Indecisive.
I'm very indecisive. It goes more to that where it's like,
I get that.
Yeah. So
I can't even talk about that because,
whatever. But we want to know, how have you been the problem?
Right.
Because everybody's been the problem in somebody's story.
Right.
We've all been the villain.
Has been the problem. Everybody has been the villain. So it's like, what have you done? Mm-hmm. Did you learn from it? Mm-hmm. Is it something that you still do?
That's our question for y'all.
Right. What have you been the problem? But getting into our real talk segment, we're talking about all things of I am the problem,
mm-hmm.
or am I the problem, and having that accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowing that you are the problem and what you should do from there.
Yeah. Because like I just said, like everybody has been the villain before. Someone mm-hmm. has always been the problem in somebody else's story. And it's like, we have to recognize, where was I wrong? You know, and how do I not do that to somebody else in the future? Or how do I kind of like change this characteristic of mine that's not the best?
Right.
You know, like for me, I'm not always consistent as I could be. How can I be more consistent?
Right. Yeah. And for me, it's like I could just be all in. Like, we're really cool. Oh, my gosh. We're really, really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do something and I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I don't I've gotten better because I'll tell someone, hey, you move this way. So that's just not what I do. But I'm like good for dipping out and not like a ghost. Like I was never there.
No,
and
same.
It's crazy.
Like if you do me bad, you'll never see me
it's
again.
It's not even about being done bad. Like it's like it could be anything that's like.
Anything that you don't like.
It's so terrible. Like, it's just, I dip out like a ghost. And it's no attachment.
Like, but I feel like, is that a problem, though? Is that a bad thing to be able to remove yourself from situations that no longer serve?
Because it's like, I didn't attach to that person. But like, I have a certain level of attachment.
Mm-hmm.
So if I detach, it's like, okay.
Like, and I feel like that's better than the person who has the attachment issue and can't detach.
Right. And so it's like, I can detach. Like, I've never seen you before. Who is this person?
I feel like that's a good thing.
Like, I knew them.
Yeah.
You know me? Like, that's how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible because I've been in the presence of that person, like several people. Not that I've just been a problem a lot, but you know. There are some situations that are kind of like not resolved. And I've been in the presence of that person and I'm still like, hey, you know, I could be sitting by them. You want a piece of gum? Like, and it's no like,
mm-hmm.
let's talk. It's just me being generous.
Right. It's just cordial.
So it's like, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's the Sag in me.
Ruthless. Maybe. It could be.
And I am ruthless. Like, I'm not saying that to be boastful. It's just. I've been the problem for
that. Yeah. And that's okay. This is all about accountability.
I'm just gonna
I don't think that's toxic. I don't think being able to detach from people. No, okay. Maybe detaching from them as if you never knew them.
Yeah.
Could be a little problematic, depending on how long y'all knew each other and depending on what's the reason for you detaching. Because it goes back to, if it's some foul shit, then you could detach that. I never knew
no
you.
No problem, but I don't care about time. That's another thing.
Right.
I could have known you for 30 years, and it's like, you do something,
mm-hmm.
or say something, or you keep pushing a certain button. Do you want me to go the hell off, or do you want me to just, you know? To me, that's what my mind says.
Yeah, it's like,
do you want me to take it there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to take it there? Because I am a fire sign. Do you want me to light it up? Or do you just want me just to diffuse the fire? And go?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at in life. It's like, I don't have anything.
And that's okay. Because being able to say, I'd rather diffuse the fire and remove myself is better than adding to the fire and going off.
I ain't gonna add to it. I'm gonna light it up.
I mean, the bridge is burnt
like,
either way.
I'm gonna light it up.
Yeah.
Like, if we there... Yeah. Let's really go there. That's and that to me is toxic.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's why I don't do it. It's because I'm like, no, I don't know how to just, you know, go from 0 to 10
mm-hmm.
or 0 to like 50
It's 100
I want to go to 1,000 And that's just not good. So I just mind my business. And when people just mind mine, mm-hmm. bother me, I'm like, that's not for me. That's not.
Yeah, that's not, I think that's a good thing though, detaching, because people struggle with detaching.
Yeah, it's just when it becomes, you know, I've been held accountable for that too, avoidance.
Well, that's another thing, avoidance. I think I avoid, well, nah, I don't avoid. I seal it, stamp it, and it be done.
Oh, I avoid, it's bad. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, that's what we're here for. Am I the problem?
Yeah.
I feel like
we're here to be accountable.
Avoidance behaviors were bad.
It okay? is. Yeah. Avoiding things are bad.
But it's terrible. And I would avoid it because I didn't really know how to communicate what I needed to say. But mm-hmm. now that I have those skills,
mm-hmm.
I know how to.
Now, I was once at that point too. When I was younger and like the past couple of years, it was like, I'm going to just avoid it. It is what it is. But now, if I got something to say, you're going to hear it. And then I'm going to avoid you. Now, I'm going to get my peace right. off.
I said what I said.
The fuck?
Bye.
Yeah. Then it's bye. See you later, alligator.
Bye. Never again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Abort the mission. But no, yeah. I think those are things to think about, how to know if you're the problem. Mm-hmm. If you're really understanding, okay. The first step is admitting.
Yeah, that's the first step in any process, y'all. Admitting that I have a problem.
Admitting that.
And in this instance, admitting that you are the problem.
Right.
It's on you.
It's on you. What role did you play?
Yeah.
There's three sides to a story.
Mm-hmm.
So what role did you play? Because mm-hmm. you got a story, the other person got a story, and then.
And then there's the common story, the truth.
Right. Then there's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you did something.
Yeah.
You said something, you whatever the case may have been, but we all have patterns, we all have behaviors. So what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you what I did.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what I did.
What did you do? Because it's never, oh, I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, like people have to recognize that when they are the problem, mm-hmm. they are probably like avoiding a discussion
mm-hmm.
or they are, like we said earlier, being inconsistent. They're not taking accountability, not mm-hmm. apologizing, you know, those are all ways that you may identify with being the problem. Like, do you refuse to apologize when you're in the wrong? You're a problem.
I think that's just deplorable.
And it's common. It's a common thing now.
I think that's terrible because it's like, just say I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That could make so many things.
Yeah. As long as you're saying I apologize for XYZ. Right. Let me know what you're sorry for.
Now, I have been a problem with that.
No, I need to know why you're sorry. What's the reason?
You
can be just saying, I'm sorry.
No. I'm
like,
not.
For what?
I think that's, it's got, I'm going to blame it on being a sash because I will say, I'm sorry. I used to say, I'm sorry, but it wasn't even like a but this, but when you said X, Y, and Z, that's what made me do blah blah blah. So, but I'm sorry,
and that's fine. I'm sorry,
but that's toxic though, Dan. Because what I noticed is I would say I'm sorry, but I would just be like, "Had you not did X, Y, and Z, we
and see
be
that's
here.
Not an apology because now you blaming."
And that's why I said, you know, it wasn't, but in my mind, I was like, we never would have had to take it to hell had you not did that.
Yeah.
So you wanted me to say I'm sorry, but in reality, I really don't give a fuck about saying sorry because you did this.
Then don't apologize.
So, and that's when I had to learn, like, that's not good. That's not good. That wasn't nice.
Yeah, that wasn't nice. But again, everything is situational. Everything is situational.
Yeah, so I'm like, I've learned to take the higher road.
Okay.
Michelle said.
Okay, right, know? Yeah.
Michelle said, when they go low, you go high.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sorry for, I guess we'll say it that way. But in my mind,
I'm sorry for, because I feel like a lot of people will just say, I'm sorry. Mainly like men will just mm-hmm. say, I'm sorry. It's like, what are you sorry for? You just apologizing. You did a lot of things. What are you sorry for today?
Right. And taking it there, it's like, I'm sorry, and you keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Now it's on me to hold the boundary.
Yeah, and to be like, I'm cool on you. Because right. you keep doing the same thing and asking for forgiveness. I don't give out forgiveness like that.
Now you're working my nerves.
Right. Because you don't listen and there's no change behavior.
No change behavior. So I'm like, I do think that that is one. Mm-hmm. What's another reason to know you're a problem, Dev?
I would say manipulating other people.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, I think people do it a lot though. Like everybody manipulates in some way.
No, I'm talking about when you intentionally okay. engage in manipulative behaviors.
Okay.
I feel like they're predators.
No, they are. Like manipulators, you got to watch out for them. Like, because they are scary people.
Something's not clicking.
And it's not because they got so many things going on. They thinking 10 steps ahead.
Did you really like orchestrate this?
Yes, they did.
And that's when I don't. That's what pisses me off. Mm-hmm. It's like, how did you go there?
Why and how did you how did you get away with this?
And we don't say nothing. Like, we just watch. Like, it's really like a movie when you mm-hmm. have certain people who are the predators of manipulation. Like, it's mm-hmm. like manipulating mm-hmm. someone is not okay. So if you're manipulating someone, you're like, it's a puppet string.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking this. Let me try this. Let mm-hmm. me do this. Let me do that over uh-huh. there. Like, is this a damn play?
Yeah, and it's all for their benefit. Like, they're manipulating all these things of another person for the sake of themselves, and that's fucked up. So yeah, if you're doing that, you're a problem.
It's intentional. Now, like manipulation, I would say healthy.
I don't think there's, but
if you were, like, let's say,
because we have all been,
what?
Everyone has been a manipulator before.
Yeah, like I would say, if you did like try to get something in your favor, now I have been the problem. And did something purposely, so that way I could see if that play was going to play the way that I knew it was going to play.
Yeah.
But I manipulated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I set the play up to play how it played.
I can understand.
Yeah, because I need to get answers.
Oh, you're not crazy.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, now that's different. Yeah, that's different because, you know, I need the answers.
Oh, I'm going to find them.
Put it in plain text. Make it plain.
I need evidence. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I have engaged in such things, and I may do it again.
Yeah. I need to know. I mean, that's different. If I need answers, we're getting answers.
We're getting answers. But as far as like just going out there and just being wild, manipulating people to work mm-hmm. out in my favor, I don't know about that one. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot.
It does. It takes a lot. And I think those type of people are they similar to narcissists?
Probably so. You need to talk with Tyler Perry. That takes a lot of planning. That's a playwright right there.
Yeah.
You need to
write that down. Script. Yeah, go ahead and get your typewriter out.
You have a marvelous brain. You need to use it mm-hmm. and make it to work. So I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of planning.
No, it does. And it takes a lot of keeping up with. A lot of lying. You know, a lot of putting things into place. And I think that takes time.
That takes time. It don't even take
time and talent.
Talent. You're brilliant.
You need to take those talents elsewhere.
And get paid.
And get paid for that because you are running a full script.
You're running a full circus. Literally. But no, I think that is definitely, I would agree with being inconsistent, manipulation. Mm-hmm. It was one more that you said. Avoiding discussions.
Oh yeah, avoiding discussions. I feel like that goes to manipulation too, though. Like, if you are avoiding a discussion that maybe your partner wants to have or your friend wants to have, you're the problem.
Right. But what if avoiding the discussion is actually going to be more helpful?
Okay, well that's different. But like
providing space.
That's different.
Okay.
That's different.
See,
everything's situational. Everything is situational.
Right, that's why I asked that question for me, because maybe depending on the discussion,
yeah,
and I know that's something that you can play off of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because if the discussion is not going to work out the way I want it to work out, maybe that's manipulating. But if it's not, then I ain't having it.
The way that it's...
I said what I said.
Yeah, I think it goes into, like, if we know we're not going to have a adult conversation,
yeah,
then why are we having it?
Yeah,
if we're not gonna both effectively communicate,
then there's no need. I agree.
So I think it's like barriers to us. I don't see that as manipulation, but I do think kind of going into this, we were going to talk about accountability. And just kind of like me and Dev are bouncing off ideas. Accountability partners, you should have at least one in every friend that you have. Or each friend that you have should be somewhat of an accountability partner. I just think that's it. If you're not an accountability person or have the characteristics to do that for me, I don't really see why we're friends.
Yeah.
Because I don't need a yes man.
I don't. Because I feel like that goes, like, I like what you said about having an accountable friend in every friend, because you have your accountable friends who will hold you accountable to go to the gym. You have your friends who will hold you accountable to, oh, you need to go to work. Oh, you need to go to church. Oh, you have your friends who will hold you accountable for your behaviors too. So I think that's important to have different friends who hold you accountable in different areas or different aspects of your life.
Right. And I'm like, and scores to you if you, you know, claps up to you if you're able to get all in one.
Yeah.
Because there's some hidden gems. That's the friends. Partners, why are you with somebody who's not holding you accountable?
Yeah, because what's the point? Like,
they just.
What's the reason?
What's
the point? Literally.
What is the point of that? I mean, that's where the real accountability starts. Like, that should just be an all in one.
Yeah, y'all should hold each other accountable to want to do well.
Physically, spiritually. Everything should just be accountable. Period. If you can't take that, then you're the problem.
Yeah. And y'all are not equally yoked.
Yeah. I'm like, and don't. But that's another thing, too. When folks holding y'all accountable, don't be getting mad.
You know they're going to get mad. They're going to get mad. They're going to get mad, and then they're going to get glad, because then they're going to be like, actually, you're right.
Right. And I've learned to embrace it. Like, I love my friends who hold me accountable. I don't like to work. I don't like to work.
You don't. But me neither. Like, at this point, I don't like to work either.
I don't like to work, and I take off. I need my friends to tell me, friend, you need to go to work. Like, they would tell me, friend, you need to go ahead and go work.
Like you said, you got them trips coming up. So,
like, you need to go ahead and go. But I will not go because my toe hurts. Just anything.
Right, because it's raining outside. I'm not going.
I'm not feeling it. Right? I would just not go. And I mean, I'm getting better with age, but it's just things like that. Like, it can be so simple
to be
held accountable. It's very simple. And when you're the problem, you need to be held accountable to understand why you're the problem so you can do better.
And you should want that. Like, you should want, you know, like, we shouldn't get mad at people who hold us accountable. Like, of course, we might not like their delivery or we might not like their tone, but 9 times out of 10, they're just looking out for you.
Right.
You know, so take it for what it is. You know, you might not have to take the whole thing, but at least take a little bit of what they're telling you.
Right. I mean, and it's a way that you can do it now. Some friends are better than others with accountability, but, you know, take the friend that's very straightforward, which would be me, or take the friend like Devin, who's just going to sandwich it very nicely, but still tell you in a very respectful way.
Yeah, I'm still going to get my point across.
Right.
But you're going to accept, you know, you can digest it.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's digestible.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's cleaner. Versus over here, I'm just going to
it's just going to taste straight up.
You're being an
need
ass.
To cut that out.
that's not it. But you need both. Sometimes you need a little tough love, and then sometimes you need a nice warm embrace. That's love. That pretty much sums it up. Y'all know how you're the problem.
Well, that was one type of accountability person, right? Are there others?
Right. Are there more? Oh, I definitely didn't tell y'all about the three accountability partners. I told y'all how the three accountability partners are those who are far ahead of you. So I guess like mentors.
Yeah. So mentors, professionals.
Professional mentor, people who you can look up to. Maybe they have engaged in some type of career progression that you want to do.
Right.
You can look up to that.
Or older family members.
Right. Older family members. I like that one. And then that was one, right?
Yeah.
And then the person with your best interest at heart. So I think that's kind of what we talked about. Making sure that you have that friend who can be very straightforward with you. Making sure you have that friend who can center it to in a way that you can digest it.
Yeah.
So they know what you need, they know what you want to do, and they're just trying to look out for you. And then a peer. Mm-hmm. A peer, I mean, y'all know what peers are.
Right, like your people that your look like you. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to make that one clear.
Yeah, like your peers.
Like, you should be in a room with people who look like you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like
physically. Not physically, like but you, like but age range. Similar interests.
Stages of life.
Yeah. Y'all know what a peer is.
Right. I'm like going back to way back. In the
right. Y'all went to school together.
You have a child free friend, you should have another. If you're child free, maybe you should have somebody else who's child free.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a child, you should have
a
other
friend who has friend. A child.
Yeah.
A peer, you know, mm-hmm. someone who you can talk to who understands mm-hmm. what you're going
right. through. Y'all on the same level.
Right.
Yeah.
And they might be a little bit higher than you, but still, somebody right. who can relate.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's giving relatable peer. Y'all don't be out here having.
Yeah,
that
you
just
yeah.
I mean, that just don't make no sense. But yeah, I don't know about that one. But the accountable partner, a peer,
mm-hmm.
a peer, a person who has your best interest at heart,
mm-hmm.
and someone that's ahead of you.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody should make it a challenge to at least have one of those three, if not all three,
right.
in your life.
Because a person ahead of you now. I like when you said family members,
mm-hmm.
kind of circling back to that.
Because
mm-hmm. when these older people tell you about yourself.
Don't get mad.
Unfortunately, we just got to listen.
Yeah, because they have wisdom that we don't have yet.
Right.
Like, that just comes with the game. It comes with getting older. And, I mean, just take it on the chin. Like, whatever.
Like, you know, some stuff you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But then other things, it's like, just listen.
Like, for example, I've seen... these I should have talked about this in the last episode, but the new kids are getting clowned for dressing up for interviews.
Really?
And it's like, I thought you were supposed to dress up for an interview. Like, that's what we're taught.
They're not dressing up for interviews. How are they dressing?
No, they wearing regular street clothes.
Oh, no.
Like, where's y'all suit and tie? Where's your little, at least your collar shirt with a tie or a collar shirt? Where's your polo shirt at, nigga? I mean,
all
right, we're black. But like, why is that? Like, y'all are getting upset when we're trying to offer y'all wisdom. You don't show up to a job interview with street clothes on and Yeezys.
I'm appalled.
I was so appalled. Like, they was clowning this kid. He had an interview at Sky Zone, and he had on a collar shirt with a tie and slacks and shoes. Typical
right.
interview attire. And all the little other teen kids was clowning them. Who wears that to an interview? That's so lame. What?
Y'all lame. Y'all slow.
Right. Y'all nice. Right. Y'all lame.
But no, because that, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was crazy to me. I was like, where? Y'all need wisdom. Y'all need guidance.
Y'all need guidance because.
Y'all need accountability.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
But that's a perfect example of needing
somebody ahead of you
accountable
uh-huh.
or someone who can hold you accountable.
Yeah. Well,
that's just a part.
It's quite concerning, but yeah, those are the three types of accountability partners, y'all. Again, you know, look around your circle and see, do you have one of those people that you can call on when you need to be held accountable, or they just hold you accountable on their own
without even trying?
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
that's even better.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you have a problem.
Yeah. If you don't, then you have a problem on your hands, and you need to fix that problem by finding somebody to hold you accountable.
If you want that.
Which you should. You should want that.
I just gotta throw it out there. Maybe some people might not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The choice is yours, whatever.
But you should.
Or
that's a problem.
Yeah.
Let's go put it there.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Okay, well, our vibe of the week.
Our vibe of the week is
effing problem.
Right. I was trying to see, freaking problem or effing problem.
Yeah, effing problem by A$AP Rocky, Drake, 2 Chainz.
It's a whole catalog.
Kendrick Lamar. And that's pretty funny because a couple months ago, I guess, there was the rap beef with
mm-hmm.
Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole had dropped out, but that's funny that they were on this song together, A$AP, Drake, 2 Chainz and Kendrick.
Yeah, it's a back lot of then. People on that song.
But yeah, that was about back then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's the truth. At least he's holding himself accountable.
Yeah.
He's saying he's an effing problem.
Yeah, he's saying he loves bad girls, bad
but
bitches.
But he's an effing problem. He's an effing problem. See, he knows he's a problem.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he tried to fix it, but he admitted to it. So that's right. Step one.
That's the, like I said, step one, you must admit that you have a problem. And mm-hmm. we all have problems.
Yeah, we plural. All do. Exactly, plural. We all have problems.
Ain't no problem.
And that's okay. You know, we're going to fix it as we go. Each day is a new day to fix your problem.
Absolutely. I like mm-hmm. that part. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Mm-hmm. That's really good. But yes, so you guys can follow us at whatsthepoint_pod.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. And then you can follow me at my personal IG at _ILoveNewYork.
Yep. And you can follow me at my personal at devin.nicole. That's Devin with the A, Nicole with 2 E's. And we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Bye.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a read along. Ain't a singer sing along unless you brought the alone. And just, okay, I got it. Then just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a no, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then from my head, then get the yes, Lord. I don't really say this often, but this long ain't for the long talking. I beast.
I love bad, bad, that my problem. And yeah, I like the problem. I love bad, bad, that my problem. And yeah, I like the